好，各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友，新年好。
新年好。
我在这里祝在座的大家都常常喜乐。
I wish you all rejoice in you.
岁岁平安。
Peace to be with you through the year.
恩惠满满。
Full of grace.
行神所喜悦的事。让我们一起来读这个威斯敏斯特大要与问答165问。洗礼是什么？答：
洗礼是新约的圣礼，按基督的吩咐，奉父子圣灵的名，用水施洗。作为与基督联合，因他宝血而罪得赦免，因他圣灵而重生，得儿子的名分，将来复活得永生的标志与印记，受洗者借此郑重归入有形教会，并公开承认自己完全和唯独属主。
好，我们看到这是洗礼的定义啊。洗礼是新约的圣礼。
Baptism is a ritual in the New Testament.
它是按照基督的吩咐所设立。
It was commanded by the Lord.
它是奉父子圣灵的名施洗。
In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
那他呢作为与基督联合的标记。
It's a sign we reunited with the Lord.
是作为罪得赦免的标记。
It's a sign of redemption.
是作为圣灵重生的标记。
It's regenerated by the Holy Spirit.
是作为你得到儿子名分的一个标记。
It's a sign that we receive to be called.Son of the Lord.
是作为将来你复活得永生的一个标记。
It's a sign for receiving eternal life.
所以我们看到我们什么时候才会领受洗礼。
So when will we be baptized?
当你真正从圣灵重生与耶稣基督联合的时候。
When you're truly reborn from Holy Spirit and reunite with the Lord.
当你知道你的罪得到耶稣基督的赦免。
When you know your sin is forgiven by the Lord.
当你很确定你将来一定会复活的时候。
When you have the reassurance that you will resurrect.
并且进入永生的时候。
And enter the eternal life.
这个时候你是一个适合受洗的对象。
Then this is the right moment to get baptized.
受洗者当他洗礼的时候，代表着加入有形的教会。
It's a sign. After you've been baptized, it's a time for you to join the church.
所以，当你受洗的时候，代表你立誓委身在有形的教会当中。
When you baptize, it's the time you swear that you will join the church.
并且，你公开承认自己完全。
You confess and receive the Lord to be the Lord in your life in the public.
所以这个时候是决定。
And this is the right time to make the decision that we want to be baptized.
好，让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
恩典的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你是奇妙的主。
You are the wonderful Lord.
你是恩典的主。
You are full of grace.
我们在这岁首年终的时候，我们要感谢赞美。
At the beginning of the new year, we praise you.
因为我们记得你过去一年丰丰富富的恩典。
Because you blessed us abundantly in the last year.
我们也知道明年你也必定会带领我们。
And we know for the same, you will bless us in the coming new year.
主啊，我们就住在你的恩典当中。
We want to dwell in your grace.
你必赐下喜乐、平安、恩惠 给你的儿女。
You will fully bless us with joy, peace to your children.
也给渴慕你的人。
And also the one who is longing to seek you.
我们愿意今天从你领受到这美好的祝福。
We thank you and receive your blessings this morning.
祷告祈求奉主耶稣基
督。In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
好。过新年的时候，我们中国人都常常会说很多祝福的话。
At New Year, usually we Chinese like to say a lot of auspicious things or lucky words to God.
那我们实际上很喜欢，我很喜欢的就是我们新年会贴这个春联。
It's a Chinese custom to have a spring scroll or couplet at the door.
在除夕的这个下午，我们会贴上。
Usually we put it on in the afternoon of New Year's Eve.
我还记得很多很多的春联的内容。
I still remember a lot of the sayings on the spring scrolls.
我家和万事兴啊。
对不对 ？Family in harmony will bring success.
马上就带我们回到小时候。
It brought us back to our childhood.
财源广进啊。
Wealth flows in.
五福临门呐、啊，对不对
？Five blessings descended from heaven。
在我的家乡罗定有一个很有意思的习惯。
In my hometown, 罗定 Canton。
有一个很有意思的习惯。
Oh, there's a very interesting habit in my hometown。
那我当时我是在北方居住。
At the time, I live in the northern part of town。
春节的时候，我会回到我的这个。家乡。
During Chinese New Year, I went back to my hometown.
那个整个家族大概有四十多个人。
We have about 40 family members in the Tan's family.
那春节他们这个习惯就是一大早起来，小孩子跟大人们互相的大声的祝福。
The custom is that when you woke up in the morning.On the New Year's Day, you're supposed to say all these auspicious sayings, lucky words, blessings to each other loudly.
不是小声啊，是大声的喊出来。
You cannot murmur, whisper those words. You have to yell it out.
所以我刚开始很不习惯。
At the beginning, I'm not used to this.
怎么也想不出来。
I want to say it, but I can't.
所以圣经上实际上也有这样的吉祥话。
There were similar occasions in the Bible.
那比如说在民数记的六章二十二到二十七节。
Just like in Book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22.
23, 23. 回答主一句话。耶和华晓谕摩西说，你告诉亚伦和他的儿子说，你们要这样为以色列人祝福。这个祭司要怎样为以色列人祝福？这样祝福：愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你；愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你；愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。他们要如此奉我的名给以色列祝福，我也要赐福给他们。
The verses are.The Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you. And to shine upon you and be gracious to you.And give you peace, so shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them.
所以我们来对比这两种祝福有什么不一样呢
？Let's compare these two blessings. What are the differences?
五福临门，家和万事兴，财源广进。
Let's compare five blessings descended from heaven, wealth flows in, and the difference between God's blessings.
愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
Here in Numbers, it says, the Lord bless you and keep you.
愿耶和华向你扬脸赐你平安。
The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you.
你会发觉它的不同在哪里？
What are the differences?
它的不同就是我们所说的五福临门、财源广进、恭喜发财。里面没有这个赐福者。
The difference is that for our auspicious sayings on New Year's Day from us to each other, it's we don't know who, there's no subject, who gave you all these blessings.
我们说好运来，谁给你这么好的运气？
So we say good fortune will come your way. Who gave you this good fortune?
所以我们看，实际上我们平常所说的新春的祝福是一种盲目的愿望。
So all this lucky words, auspicious sayings at Chinese New Year, it's a blindness hope.
因为我们不知道福分在哪里。
We don't really know who gave all this blessing.
我们也不认识那个赐福的存在。
We're not sure about the existence of the one who gave the blessing.
但是你知道，犹太人人心是什么？
However, it's different for Christians and Jews.
就他们知道，他们深深的知道，他们信的是谁，为什么能有祝福
？Because they knew who they believe in and how come they can receive all this blessing.
他们也知道，他们发财了以后，究竟向谁献上感恩
？They also knew when they after they receive all these blessings, who they should thank for.
所以他们有一个目标。
So there's a purpose in their life.
有一个著名的神学家劳威廉，他就这样说：“他说，一个有灵性修养的人，在他的生活中已不再随己意而行，也不再随波逐流，乃是随上帝的旨意而活。诸事上以上帝为依归。”
There's a famous minister, William Law.Once he said, a person live a spiritual life, they don't follow the trend of the world, they don't live a self-centered life, because they know they need to follow the will of God.
所以你知道，我们如果不知道赐福者的话，你那这个祝福就是无缘之木，无本之水。
If we don't know who,If we don't know who gave you the blessings, then it's like water without resources, wood without roots.
所以我们今天我们要看到的这个是在新春赐下人生中三样最大的祝福。
Today I want to share with you the three blessings, the biggest blessings from our Lord.
也就是我们在最后那个祝福里面所讲的三样。
It's the same three blessings as the benediction at the end of our worship. The first one is the grace from our Lord Jesus Christ to be with you. There's a little difference than the benediction we did at the end of the worship.
那末尾那个祝福，愿天父上帝的慈爱、耶稣基督的恩惠、圣灵的感动常与你同在。
The order is different because the benediction at the end is the love of our Lord first, and then the grace that, and then the fellowship of Holy Spirit.
这里呢，就说耶稣基督的恩惠摆在最前面。
However, here, the grace.
我们要明白为什么它摆在前面。
Why is this order? Why the grace first?
因为这就是最美好的祝福的根源。
Because this is the root of all the blessings.
就是恩典。
It's grace. Grace is the foundation, the resource.
所以说，所有的福分都是一个恩典。
All the blessings are grace.
是我们不配得的。
We don't deserve it.
但是因为上帝他爱，所以他赐下这样子的恩典。
It's only because of his love.
还是我们要明白为什么我们会失去祝福。
Why we lost all this blessings at the beginning?
你看，我们实际上我们都很愿望家和万事兴旺。
Of course, we all hope there's peace in our family.
那为什么家庭会不和睦？
How come the families are broken?
它实际上跟上帝创造出来的亚当跟夏娃是有关系。
It has a lot to do with the first creation, Adam and Eve.
你看，亚当跟夏娃他们刚刚被创造出来的时候，他们是最完美的夫妻。
At the very beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, they are the perfect model of a family.
他们一见面就是你就是我，我就是你。
It's like you are me, I mean you. It's perfect, all love.
你看他们彼此相合，彼此相爱。
They unify in one. They love each other deeply.
但是什么让他们不和睦？
What breaks this up?
是因为他们没有顺服上帝。
It's all because the disobedience of God's order.
他们做了一个决定，就是我要为我而活。
They made a decision that I want to live for myself.
所以我们看家庭当中的不和睦，完全存在于我们认为我们是对的，对方是错。
How come there's no peace in your family? Because we always think I am right. You're always wrong.
那圣经当中把这个称为罪性。
In Bible, we describe this as a sinful nature.
我们要注意啊，认为我是对的，圣经把这个称为是罪性。
We need to notice that if we always think we're right, actually, that's a sin in Bible.
原来我们失去祝福是因为我们以自我中心的罪性。
The reason why we lost all this blessing is because we live a self-centered life.
原来我们失去祝福是因为我们顾念自己的利益。
The reason why we lost all the blessings is because we only care about our own welfare.
你看这个世界上有战争、饥荒、婚姻的破裂、凶杀、奸淫。各种各样的罪恶和苦难，不就是因为为了自己？
That's also the reason why we have battles, wars, divorces, murder, adultery, all kinds of troubles in this world.
为什么有俄乌战争？
Why there are wars between Ukraine and Russia?
为了自己的利益。
For their own welfare.
为什么有饥荒呢？
Why there are famines?
因为有的人吃了很多，不愿意给出来。
It's because a lot of them keep a lot, they don't want to share it to the poor person.
为什么婚姻会破裂？
Why there were divorces?
不就是因为夫妻之间都是在各自为自己？
Because the couples only think of themselves.
你看，就连我们的愿望都是常常为自己。
If we think of all the wish for the New Year's, it's also very selfish. It's all for my welfare.
自己的家庭，自己的国家，自己的民族。
The peace in my family, for my country, for my race.
那你看，指向的都是自己。
It's I.
所以我们看亚当夏娃他们犯罪以后的表现，就是他们。都为了自己。
The revelation is that after Adam and Eve sinned, false, you know, that they only care for themselves, they do things for themselves.
我们看到这个创世纪的三章第七节。
In Genesis chapter 3, verse 7.
说他们二人的眼睛就明亮，才知道自己赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子。为自己编做裙子。
Then the eyes of both were open, and they saw they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves.
所以完全都是为了自己。
It's all for themselves.
所以当他们看到自己不完美的时候，自己有缺乏的时候，他们就为了自己。
When they saw the lackings and imperfection of themselves. They do all this for themselves.
因为为了自己，所以他们躲避上帝的面。
They hide from the face of our Lord because of themselves.
因为为了自己，他们在上帝问说，究竟是谁犯了错呢？亚当就推卸给夏娃。
They all try to push the responsibilities to each other.
所以我们看到失去上帝的祝福，恰恰是因为我们的自我之心。
So we can see why we lost all the blessings is because we are selfish.
我们的自我倾向。
Because we want to do everything for ourselves.
圣经说这叫罪的代价呢，就是死亡。
Bible told us that the price we need to pay for the sin is death.
对耶稣基督的恩惠是什么？
So what is the grace of our Lord?
耶稣基督的恩惠就是他在十字架上无条件的为你而死。
The grace is that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you unconditionally.
为你的罪而死。
Die for your sin.
为你的自我而死。
Die for a self-centered person like us.
所以罗马书五章七到八节这样子描述，我们来看好吗？
In Romans chapter 5.
为义人死是少有的。
For one will scarcely die for a righteous person.
就是那些为公义奋斗的人，为他而死的很少。
Few of us would die for a righteous person.
为人人而死或者有敢做的。
Perhaps for a good person, one would dare to die for them.
啊，那些对你好的人，我们都愿意为我们的父母。
It's for those who are nice to us. For example, you may want to die for your parents.
这是有的，或者有敢做。
Few of us would do that.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们而死。
But only God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱就向我们显明。
His love revealed here.
所以你知道这是人生最大的祝福。
This is the biggest blessings in our life.
就是我们人生最终的结局是美好。
So we know the end of our life will be wonderful.
当我们领受真的美好的恩惠的时候，耶稣为我而死的时候，我就有永生了。
When we receive this grace, we know we got eternal life.
那我的生活也转向了为他而活，为别人而活。
So I should turn my focus to live for others and live for Him.
所以你看，有的时候为什么信主了以后，家庭的关系会有一个愈合？
That's why after we believe in the Lord, you can see there a reconciliation in the family.
为什么信以前都不肯承认的错，信主了以后会愿意承认？
You can also find out that before you believe in God, you don't want to admit any fault.
On your side. 因为我们得到了耶稣基督的恩惠。
It's all because He gave us His grace first.
因为我这样的罪人，耶稣为我而死。
For this kind of unworthy sinners, He died for me.
所以这是家庭和睦的一个钥匙。
This is the key to the peace in your family.
第二个愿望。
The second wish.
就是神的慈爱与众人同在。
The love of our Lord to be with you all.
第一个福分是一个钥匙。
The first blessing, the grace, is the key.
它打开了后面两个福分。
It opens up for the two other blessings.
你知道，当如果没有耶稣基督啊
，If there's no God.
上帝的赐福是慢慢的流出。
If there's no Jesus Christ, then His blessings is slowly leaking out, flowing out to us.
不是没有祝福。
It's not like there's no blessings.
你看到我们呼吸的空气、树木、花草，这都是上帝的祝福。
For example, the air, the trees, the sceneries are all blessings from the Lord.
但是当你领受了耶稣基督之后，上帝的慈爱会倾泻而出。
However, when you receive Jesus Christ, it's a different dimension.
他在万事以前，他拣选了你。
You were destined to be chosen before all ages.
然后他以他的慈爱安排你的一切的路径。
He pre-planned, a custom-made plan for you for all your life.
所以在罗马书里面看到他讲到了上帝的安排。
In the book of Romans, he mentions about the arrangement, the plans of our Lord for you.
罗马书的8章29节。
In Romans chapter 8,
因为他们预先所知道的，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又招他们来；所招他们来的，又称他们为义；所称为义的，又叫他们得荣耀。
Okay, we need to lower that. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many others. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. It's a kind of religious and theological.
我们通俗一点说，就是你的一生，上帝都给你安排好了。
I can simplify that to your life is being taken care of by God.
他给你一个最适合你的、最美好的计划。
He custom made a plan for you. It's the best one.
当然，这是对着耶稣来到耶稣基督面前来的人说。
Of course. I say this to the people who come before our Lord.
这个祝福就意味着，无论你人生经历什么样子，啊。
This, no matter what kind of sufferings, problems you need to go through your life.
上帝他都无条件的爱。
The Lord will love you unconditionally.
所以罗马书8章37到38节就写的很清楚，对于如果你领受了耶稣基督以后的生活状况。
Now we move on to verse 37.
然而，靠着爱我们的主，这一切事上就已经得胜有余了，一切都是得胜的啊！因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的，是被将来的，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能向我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主耶稣基督。
In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
上帝的爱与你同在，这是最大的祝福。The
biggest blessing is that the love of our God is with you.
你说人生怎么叫才叫幸福？
What is the happiness of your life?
那我们常常觉得人生的祝福在于你是否成功。
A happy life means it means that you're successful.
所以我们常常我们在人生我们都要竞争，对不对？
So there are a lot of competition, sort of like a competition in your life.
不单指学习上面要竞争。
Not only when you're a student.
工作上面要竞争。
It's at your work.
夫妻之间要竞争。
As a husband and wife.
那 难道我们的幸福就在于竞争吗？
Is it all come down to competitions, win the battle? That means you're happy?
难道我们的幸福就在于你有个很好的车吗？ Tesla.
Does that mean if you own a Tesla, you're happy?
没有 Tesla 就不幸福。
It's like if you don't have a Tesla, you're not happy.
有个大房子你就幸福了。
If you live in a mansion, you're happy.
或者很有名誉，很有名，得到很多奖励奖状。
It's like you're famous people. You have a good reputation.
我们看他们跟我们一样。
However, those people have the same troubles, same worries like us.
人生幸福最重要的就是爱。
To be loved is to be happy.
啥意思？
体会到爱了，你就幸福。
If you're loved, you truly experience love, you're happy.
如果一个人没有体会到爱的话，他也很难去付出爱。
If a person has never experienced true love, it's hard for him to love.
所以首先是接受上帝的爱。
So the first is that you need to receive the love from our Lord.
在那个解放前沦陷前，有一个布道家叫做宋尚杰。宋尚杰。沦陷前。大陆沦陷前。
Before 1949, there is a famous minister, 宋尚杰。
他这样写的说，我今相信，我今接受。
Now I believe and I accept.
爱如潮水涌进我心。
Love is like the tide rush into my heart.
所以当你接受耶稣基督，你知道你接受的是一个爱。
So when you receive our Lord Christ, like you're receiving love.
就是无条件的爱。
Unconditional love.
他不管你怎么样，他爱你。
No matter what you do, no matter who you are, he loves you.
那你把这份爱领受到心里。
When you open your heart, receive his love.
当你心里面的爱满足的时候，你才能去爱别人。
When you overflow with this kind of love, then you will be able to love others.
你知道耶稣他不计较你的错误的时候，你才会不计较别人的错。
When you know all your faults and things are forgiven, then you will be able to forgive others.
对神的慈爱是幸福的缘由。
So the love of the Lord is the reason.
愿上帝的慈爱与你们同在。
May the love of our Lord be with you.
这是今年的第二个祝福。
The second blessing.
第三个祝福是圣灵的感动与我们同在。
The third one is the fellowship of Holy Spirit.
那什么是圣灵的感动与众人同在
？What is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit?
我们在英文里面就讲说 fellowship.
What is fellowship?
Fellowship 实际上你说要翻译成中文的话，那就是友谊啊，对不对？
Fellowship.
我跟谁，我跟别人有 fellowship， 我就跟他有是朋友。所以我们说圣灵的团契，圣灵的交通，也就是跟圣灵做朋友。
So fellowship of Holy Spirit, that means you are friends with Holy Spirit.
圣灵它本身的意思就是他站在你身边。
The Holy Spirit means that he's always by your side.
所以我们说圣灵的时候，他，我们无论去到哪里，他就在你身边。
So no matter where you go, you always come to me.
他是三位一体上帝当中的一位。
It's one of the Trinity.
这是极大的祝福。
It's a big blessing.
因为圣经中，当圣灵所代表的，圣经中所描述圣灵的时候，就代表这种力量。
Holy Spirit represents strength in the Bible.
Power.
Power.
所以他教导我们的是真理。
He teaches the truth.
但你不明白真理的时候，他把这个放在你的心里。
When you don't totally realize it, you put the understanding.
当你不愿意去相信的时候，才引导着你慢慢的去相信。
When you refuse to believe, you will find you
dead. 当你相信以后，在你生活的点点滴滴的里面，他。可以带领你活出耶稣基督的形象。
After you believe, you will also lead you to live your life according to the image of God.
我们知道当耶稣他钉十字架然后升天以后他就不在我们中间了。所以当耶稣不在的时候，圣灵，耶稣基督的灵，他在我们中间。
When Jesus himself is no longer among us, his spirit is with us.
所以耶稣基督在哪里呀、啊？现在？
The spirit is with us.
在天上，对不对？还在哪里？在我们心里。我们说耶稣基督在我们心里，实际上是说圣灵在我们心里，耶稣基督的灵在我们心里。
When we say Jesus Christ is in our heart, which means Holy Spirit is in our heart.
所以基督徒时时刻刻，你的一生都有圣灵的带领。
So for a Christian, your life, for every moment, everything you do is guided by Holy Spirit.
我们人生有困惑的时候，圣灵会指示你该选哪条路去走。
When you are in doubt.Holy Spirit will give you a direction.
只是你有没有仔细听？
Do you listen to it carefully?
当你有苦难、有疾病当中的时候，圣灵可以赐给你安慰。
When you're in trouble and sickness, Holy Spirit will give you comfort.
他能赐给你医治。当我们得罪上帝和其他人的时候，圣灵会在里面呢，他会责备你。当你灰心绝望的时候，你觉得都没有希望，圣灵按照他的时候，他会把盼望展现。所以你看圣经里面他说，相信耶稣基督的人虽然跌倒七次终必兴起。
So in the Bible it tells us the one who believes in God, even though they will fail for seven times, eventually they will
get up. 他说好像是没有盼望了，但实际上是大有盼望。
It seems like there's no hope.But actually, there's great hope.
那好像是贫穷的，但是却是富足的。
Looks like there's poverty, but actually there's prosperity.
这都是圣灵他在我们心中的所给我们的一种交流。
This is the communication, this is the fellowship of Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我们看到圣灵和我们中间的这种友谊、这种关系。对于我们人生就十分重要。
So this is a very important relationship and friendship with Holy Spirit.
我跟我的这个我的小孩有一个交流，有一个谈话。
There's one time I talked to my children.
我说啊，如果你在学校的时候，你在生活当中，你有一个耳机该多好。
If you have an apple pod in your ear all the time in your life, that would be great.
凡是别人跟你说的话，你都知道，这个耳机都告诉你该怎么说。
Whenever they talk to you, there's guidance from the AirPods to tell you how to respond.
凡是你要做出决定的时候，这个耳机都告诉你该怎么做。
Whenever you need to make a decision, the right one will always come to you.
他说我长大了我要开证明。所以我们看到圣灵实际上人能知道的有什么，人能知道
什么。
但是如果圣灵指导你的一生，而且是每时每刻指导你的一生，你记得
吗？
所以圣灵实际上是把耶稣的恩惠跟上帝的慈爱完完全全的实施在你的身上。
The grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, executed on us by the Holy Spirit.
所以，如果圣灵常与你同在，你就常常体会到有人爱你。
So if the Holy Spirit is with you always, then you shall feel love for me.
在沮丧的时候，知道有人爱你，有人肯定你，知道多么美好。
When you were in despair, you just felt like love and always believed.
你看圣经当中所说的话，每早晨这都是新的。
So in the Bible, it told us it's being renewed every day.
神的信实极其广大。
How great is
it? 所以你要是每早上起来，圣灵就告诉你这句话，你说你这一天你该多么快乐。
So it will be.
So you will feel very different every morning when you wake up.
对，我们能体会到上帝的慈爱和祝福，一生都与我们同在。
So you will experience the grace of Jesus Christ and the love of our Lord with us all the time.
所以在这个新年的第一天。
So at the first day of the new year,
我愿你能领受这三个祝福。
May you receive all these three blessings.
就是耶稣基督的恩惠。
The grace of our Jesus Christ.
天父上帝的慈爱。
The love of our Lord.
圣灵的感动常与你同在。
The fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.
新年蒙恩。
Blessed to be with you all.
好，谢谢牧师的讲道。